Psalm 121, a song of ascent. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, peace to this house and to all who worship here.
Peace to those who gather here for worship, and peace to those who go out from here to serve.
Peace to those who love the Lord Jesus Christ and His church.
May the peace and love of the Lord be known here.
O Lord God, almighty and most merciful, whom even the heaven of heavens cannot contain, much less temples built by human hands.
We thank you for you have chosen to dwell with men, to make your people your living temple, with your Son, Christ Jesus, as the chief cornerstone.
We thank for your presence with us, for choosing us to be your people, for making us members of the body and bride of Christ, your holy temple, city, and family, and for forgiving our sins and granting us the Holy Spirit. This day we especially thank you for constituting us as a congregation of your saints, for putting it in the hearts of your people to build this house of worship, and for promising to work salvation among us as your word is proclaimed and your sacraments celebrated. In 1 Timothy, the Apostle Paul tells us all things are sanctified to God's holy purposes as we receive them with thanksgiving. Today we are gathered to sanctify this building for holy use by giving God thanks for His provision.
Thanks be to God.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Our great God and King, you are robed in light and love, full of holiness and yet also full of mercy towards your people. You are exalted above the earth. Your whole creation shows forth your wisdom and beauty from the tiniest atom to the greatest galaxy. You have made man in your image and likeness, and though we have fallen away from you in our first father Adam, and by our own transgressions added to his, you have restored us to yourself by sending your Son to be a new Adam, so that through his death on the cross for our sins and through his resurrection into glory, we may have forgiveness and new life and the hope of glory. We thank you that you chose us in Christ Jesus to be members of his body and bride, to be your holy temple indwelt by your Holy Spirit and filled with your love. We thank you for your church Catholic spread throughout history and throughout the world. And today we especially thank you for this particular church, Trinity Presbyterian. We thank you for her history and her growth. We thank you for families that have been here for years and years, patiently working and building this community. And we thank you for new members you have brought to us to be a part of our church body. We pray that even as we have been blessed, that we might be a blessing to Cahaba Heights, to Birmingham, and to the world. Indeed, we pray that the city would rejoice in our presence. We thank you for all that you have provided for us, including this building, and we ask that you would make us to be good stewards of all that we possess, knowing that it does come from you. And we pray that through us, You might carry forward your kingdom, your mission, your work in the world. Indeed, we ask that you would make our church to be a city on a hill, a light to the world, the salt of the earth, and that you would do all these things for your honor and for the sake of your great name, all to the praise of your glorious grace. These things we pray to you, our Heavenly Father, in the Son, and by your Spirit. Amen. Let's thank God together. Father, we thank you so much for this time. It is indeed a culmination of months, in fact, even years of thought and work that has gone into us being able to gather here tonight, Father. And yet, Father, without this building, we are thankful to you for the many blessings that you have given this congregation. We thank you, Father, for a faithful pastor. We thank you for faithful families. We thank you for the children that you have blessed this congregation with. We thank you for the friends that we have made. And Father, we thank you for the community that you have allowed us to be in here in Birmingham and Vestavia Hills and now Cahaba Heights specifically. And Father, we just thank you so much for all that you have done. And we realize, Father, that there has been much that has gone on through the years that has prepared us for this time. And we'd be amiss not to thank you, Father, for those that have come before us, for those that have had such a strong role in this congregation, for those whose prayers have brought us here even tonight. And Father, we thank you. We thank you above all, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who has given us hope, who has given us life. And then, Father, we thank you for your gracious hand that has provided this building and that now we are able to gather and be here. Father, we thank you for those that in the past few months have worked so hard for this and the skill and the design that has gone into this. We thank you. We thank you for those that have sacrificed time, family, and free time to work and to labor. We thank you for the skill of the contractor and being able to complete it in time. Father, we thank you for the money to be able to be here, for the prayers that were lifted up, Father, for us to be here, and for those who had the vision to look and to find the perfect place and to not let us rest until we indeed had a true home. And we thank you for everyone that was involved, and we thank you for a congregation that loves you. And we pray, Father, that as we abide here, as we reside in this community, that you would cause us, Father, to be a blessing to them, as Rich said earlier. And Father, may this community be thankful, as thankful that we are here as we are that you have placed us here. And Father, we do thank you for your gracious hand in providing all of our needs, always and always. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Now listen to God's words to the exiles in Babylon from Jeremiah 29. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters of their own. Multiply there, and do not decrease, but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are among you deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams that they dream. For it is a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, declares the Lord. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for wholeness and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Thus far, the reading of God's Word.
Let's pray once again for our community in the city of Birmingham. Almighty God, in your word, you have given us a vision of that holy city to which all the nations of the world bring their glory at the end of the age. Give us the grace to labor for the welfare, the peace, and the prosperity of this city in this present age, in word and in deed. Behold and visit, we pray, our metropolitan area, the city of Birmingham, and all the surrounding municipalities. Renew our political and civic life. Please give our mayors, council members, commissioners, and all other leaders wisdom, knowledge of your word, and fear of you. Father, please renew us socially. Enable us to eliminate corruption, poverty, oppression, and all other injustices, that peace may prevail with righteousness and justice with order, and that men and women of different races, cultures, financial means, class, and vocations may live in harmony with one another and the fulfillment of their humanity. We ask that you fill this neighborhood and this city with stable, godly families and with husbands and wives who honor their marriage vows and your call to raise up children into your knowledge. Father, we pray that you would strengthen our city economically. We pray that businesses here would operate with integrity, and that workers and employees would be industrious, ultimately laboring for your glory. We pray for those who do not have work or need better work. We ask that you would provide them with meaningful employment. Please protect us all from greed and covetousness, helping us to be content with the provision you have given us. We ask that you would renew our city culturally. Please raise up educators, artists, musicians, and others who will inspire truth, beauty, and goodness infused with your gospel. Father, we pray that you would renew all of our local churches and our common mission. We pray that all faithful churches in this city would see the imperative of unity and work together for the common good. Please move our churches to a greater reunion with one another for the sake of the welfare of Birmingham. Please fill our ministers and all believers with a great burden and vision for pursuing the shalom of this community. Help us, especially at Trinity Church, to be a royal priesthood, always interceding and acting for the city. Father, we pray that particularly this community in Vestavia Hills, Cahaba Heights, we pray that through the labors of this church and others, those who live here may find true community and hope. May they be encouraged and grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, we know that you love this city and desire to see this city redeemed culturally, socially, and in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. May we be a church who labors to that end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
For our epistle lesson, we have two readings. The first from the second chapter of Ephesians. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And the second like it, from the second chapter of 1 Peter. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore it is also contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. But you are chosen, or a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, your word tells us that you created the whole world, and you so loved the world that you sent your only Son. So we pray that you would lead all people in the way of justice and truth, and that you would establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
That slideshow shows you just a glimpse of the transformation of this physical building that has taken place. Really, if you didn't see it before, you can't even understand the fullness of the transformation that has taken place. And a transformation of a building, a church building, like what we've had here, cannot happen unless you've got a lot of people in the church who are really, really heart and soul dedicated to what you're doing as a church, unless you've got people who are really willing to share sacrificially to give of their time and their talents and their resources and their money and everything else about them. I cannot tell you the hours spent praying over this, planning this, discussing all kinds of things. Yeah, we had a few fights over colors and whatnot, like always happen. But it was a really, really glorious process. And it was really beautiful to see God at work, to see the different gifts of the body come together with all different kinds of members making their contribution. And, of course, ultimately we give God thanks to that. It's God who has given this to us. It is God who has provided for us. It's God who put it in the heart of various church members to serve and to give in these kinds of ways. But under God, we want to thank those who were especially involved in this project. And so what I want to do is have... This is not going to be the only people who are involved, believe me. But these were the people who were most responsible for what happened. I want to have our building commissioners stand up, if they will, as well as our grounds commissioners, so they can stand up as well. Not everybody's here tonight, but these are the men and women who, under God, we should be most thankful for what's happened. Let's show our thanks. Now, there's one volunteer in particular, one commissioner in particular, that we've got to single out. And he worked above and beyond the call of what you would expect from any ordinary volunteer. He kind of acted as a foreman for the job, really, you could say. He was here throughout the day. He was here late at night. I remember talking to him. Had he seen such and such new thing about the building? Oh, yeah, I stopped by on my way home around midnight last night just to see how it looked. And he was constantly on the job, paying attention to details. Not only did he save the church a lot of money, but he also made sure we got a much better finished product than we would have otherwise. And, of course, I'm talking about Jed Park. And, Jed, I want you to come up here.
Gift that I want to present to you.
We are very grateful for this building. I mean, you just consider the singing, what our singing sounds like here compared to Burney Points. Just it's amazing. Like I said, I knew that we could always sing. We just needed the building that could bring that out. In some weeks, I think we're going to blow the roof off this place. It sounds so good in here. Christians, of course, don't need nice buildings to worship. Churches don't need nice buildings to be churches. Christians can worship in cathedrals or in catacombs, and in one sense, it does not matter. It's possible to do church with or without a building. But as we talked about all through this process, having a building is a great advantage for a church. It gives us a place to identify with. It gives us a sort of home base for doing ministry, for doing mission work. It gives us a surrounding community that we can sink down roots into, that we can learn from, that we can seek to engage, that we can focus our efforts at serving upon the community surrounding this church. And that's really what we want to do. We want to be a church that serves the common good of this place. We want to be a blessing here. We want to pour out the love of Christ on this place, on those who don't know Christ, on the poor and the marginalized and the disenfranchised. We want to pour out the love of Christ upon those who have means and who have status and who seem to have everything together and don't seem to see a need for Jesus. We want to pour out the love of Jesus upon everyone in this community. Eugene Peterson makes the perceptive comment that when it comes to the mission of the church, geography is just as important as theology. I think that's exactly right. This is our place. The church lives at the intersection point of geography and theology. That's where the mission of the church takes place. This is where God has called us to serve fundamentally. But we need to remember a few things, and this is what I really want to exhort you with. We all are grateful for this building. We're excited about it. We love the way it looks. Those commissioners that stood up a few minutes ago, they've done great work. Their work's not done. There's more still to come, more improvements we're going to be making. This is an ongoing process. This is just phase one. We've got all kinds of things to be excited about. But I want to remind you of a few things. Remember, even though we sometimes speak this way, the church building is not the church. The church building is the place where the church meets. See, what is the church? You are the church. We, as we sang tonight, we are God's people. We are God's church. And while buildings can be aids and helps in the church doing her work, we are the people God has called to minister in this place. The building's not going to do it for us. We've got to do it. We are the true building of living stones in which God dwells by His Spirit. And that's why this building has always got to be servant and never master. It's to serve the mission of the church. We are the true building that God is constructing, a house for His name, the place where He dwells by His Spirit. The building is important, but people and relationships are always more important. We need to care for this building, but we must remember that caring for one another is always more important. The building is a blessing, no doubt, but it's far more important for us to be a blessing to the community where God has placed us. The transformation of this building has been impressive to watch, unbelievable, amazing to watch at times, but it's far more important that our lives and community be transformed by the gospel. That's what's really amazing. See, a renovated building is great, but renovated hearts and renovated lives and renovated communities, that's what the church is really about. That's what the mission of the church is really about. And we want to pray that God would carry that mission forward through us. Let's pray together. Father, our hearts do overflow with gratitude to you this day. You have provided for us so abundantly. You have brought us so far as a church. Father, we are thankful for this church body. I am thankful for every member you've brought to us. I am thankful for the visitors that are here with us tonight. I am thankful for the way you have provided for us a place to worship, a place to minister. But Father, most of all, we pray that you would continue your good work in us and through us, that you would build your kingdom. We can't build your kingdom, but you can, and we pray that you would build your kingdom through us, that your kingdom would go forth through our lives, through our witness, through our shared life together, through our desire to reach the lost, to care for the poor and needy and hurting and lonely all around us. Would you make us to be that city on a hill, that shining light that we've talked about, that your scripture calls us to be? We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. We're now going to celebrate by eating together. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to go ahead and give thanks for our meal. And then we can eat together afterwards. I'm going to give thanks, and then I'll give a benediction. That'll be our official dismissal. And then we'll eat together. We'll celebrate by feasting together. Let's pray and give thanks again. Father, we do thank you for all your abundant provision. We thank you for the meal we are about to share together. We pray that you would bless it to our bodies, that we might serve you in the strength that you supply. May we eat and drink to your glory. May we do everything to your glory. We ask this, Holy Father, that you would enable us to do this by your Son and through your Spirit. Amen.